Tony Coty is being remembered as a leader who helped many people over the years. The respected elder died yesterday at the age of 84. He received the Saskatchewan Order of Merit, the Tom Longboat Medal, and was inducted into the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame in 2011. He was also a Korean War veteran. Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Chief Bobby Cameron says Coty paved the way for generations of First Nations athletes to excel in their chosen sports.
He had founded the First Nation Summer Games and Winter Games to showcase and encourage, to ignite and reignite the light in each and every one of those youth who participate in the games.
The funeral for the late elder Tony Coty will be held on Monday on the Coty First Nation. Workshops are being held this week at Poundmaker Cree Nation to teach sign language accompanied by Cree words and phrases. The Plains Indian Sign Language Camp began on Sunday and comes to a close on Friday. Floyd Favel organized the camp and says the idea came after Dr. Lanny Realbird of Crow Agency visited the Poundmaker First Nation in 2017 to do a presentation.
A few years ago, I had a storytellers festival here on Poundmaker, and just out of curiosity, I invited a Plains Indian Sign Language presenter. So he came up here and he did a presentation, and some of our community members, we felt that we lost our Plains Indian Sign Language, and it'd be nice to bring it back.
Realbird is the facilitator for this week's camp and has extensive knowledge of Plains Indian Sign Language. RCMP have recovered the body of a jet skier who went missing on Blackstrap Lake. A 36-year-old man was last seen alive on Saturday. The RCMP underwater recovery team completed its search of the lake yesterday. Mounties say the investigation into the man's death is ongoing with the assistance of the Saskatchewan Coroner's Office. An extensive manhunt in northern Manitoba has some missing and murdered Indigenous women advocates wondering where the same resources are when they need help. Sheila North is a former Grand Chief for Northern Manitoba. She says it's important that police have used helicopters and planes to try to find Briar Smigelski and Cam McLeod, who are suspects in three killings in B.C. But she says when it comes to Indigenous women, families are often left searching on their own time with their own resources.
You know, it's the total opposite reaction that they get when they're out doing searches. They're basically on their own with their own volunteers that they've recruited, mostly just family.
She says hopefully this will show families of missing and murdered Indigenous women the help they can get when they're looking for loved ones. The federal government has announced the creation of a new marine protected area and the completion of another one. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the Arctic has been under threat from melting sea ice and increased shipping traffic. He also struggled with pronouncing the name today of the newly completed conservation area.
In partnership with the Kikitani Inuit Association and the government of Nunavut, we're finalizing the establishment of the Taluhutiup Imanga. I've been practicing for 2 days and still. Taluhutiup Imanga National Marine Conservation Area in the Eastern Arctic.
The new protected area is located off Ellesmere Island. Trudeau says protection measures are now in place for nearly 14% of Canada's marine and coastal areas. Three of Canada's biggest oil sands producers are going directly to voters today. They're asking them to tell politicians that they support the oil and gas sector ahead of this fall's federal election. The ads are running in about 30 English and French daily newspapers. MEG Energy CEO Derek Evans says the campaign is coming out in mid-summer because that's when politicians are meeting voters at barbecues and picnics.
So I've been in this business for a long time. I've dealt with NDP governments, Liberal governments, and Conservative governments. It's not the government that need to change. It's the message the people of the country send to those governments.
The open letter agrees greenhouse gas emissions must be reduced, but defends the environmental record of the oil sands. federal legislation to speed up and simplify the process of getting a pardon for simple cannabis possession is now in force. Under Bill C-93, tabled in March, people convicted of cannabis possessions can apply online for a criminal pardon free of charge. The law eliminates the waiting process associated with other pardon applications. It also waives the $631 application fee. The federal government is planning to spend about $250 million for repairs and upgrades to reserve armories and military training facilities. Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan says $38 million will be spent on maintenance and repairs across the country this year. He says the work should have been done long ago.
Underinvestment leads to simple things like washrooms not working or roofs starting to leak. This is not going to happen anymore. A reservist that gives up time from their employment, from their families, deserves to have a proper working environment.
The federal government has also committed to increasing the size of the primary reserve force to 30,000.